at KPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and you can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. It's 6 o'clock.
Newsom's office confirmed the news, saying the troops' return was long overdue. President Trump federalized the troops over the summer, originally sending them to respond to immigration protests in Los Angeles. In October, Trump attempted to deploy Guard members from California to Portland as the city saw protests outside of immigration enforcement offices. A federal judge in Oregon ruled against the deployment last week. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Vasquez in Sacramento.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A fundraising campaign has been started for a Kansas State trooper who was shot and wounded responding to a domestic disturbance in Osage County over the weekend. Trooper Adam Ellis was one of four law enforcement officers wounded when a suspect opened fire on them Saturday morning. The suspect, 22-year-old Stephen McMillan, was killed when officers returned fire. The Kansas State Troopers Association says Trooper Ellis will require surgery and is asking the public for help in supporting the trooper's family. Anyone interested in donating can contact the Kansas State Troopers Association. The three other officers who were shot suffered non-life-threatening injuries. A domestic disturbance in Topeka on Sunday ended peacefully after a standoff that lasted several hours. Several officers responded to the call in the 500 block of Southwest Fillmore Street early Sunday morning. They negotiated with a suspect who had barricaded himself inside a house for several hours. In the end, the suspect was arrested without shots being fired. WIBW-TV reports Topeka police identified the man as 33-year-old Tevin Roberts. He faces several charges, including domestic battery. Last month appears to rank in the top 10 warmest Octobers on record for Kansas. Celia Yopis-Jepson reports.
Based on sources such as weather, it was 96 degrees in southwest Kansas on October 3rd. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
A game-winning field goal as time expired lifted the Denver Broncos to a 22-19 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs last night. Greg Eklund has this wrap-up.
Earlier in the fourth quarter, Broncos kicker Will Lutz cashed in on a face. Will host the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday. They lead the AFC South with an 8-2 record. I'm Greg Eklund.
College basketball, the K-State women lost to Texas A&M yesterday, 77-72. Weather forecast for today, just a 20% chance of showers this morning, otherwise increasing clouds with a high this afternoon near 64 degrees. This is KPR at 607.
Support for NPR comes from NPR.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, helping clients explore life's questions of purpose and meaning through the analytical psychology of Carl Jung and the process of individuation. Details at workingwithdreams.com.
This is Morning Edition coming to you on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. Glad you could join us. Coming up on Morning Edition, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is dealing with a corruption investigation involving a state-run energy company.
This probe is extensive. It took 15 months. There were seven alleged participants, including the close business associate of Zelensky's.
The group allegedly received kickbacks totaling some $100 million. We'll get details on the investigation in about 15 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming events, including Peppa Pig, My First Concert, plus Broadway shows of Kinky Boots and Chicago the Musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
Weather forecast for today, 20% chance of showers this morning, otherwise increasing clouds with a high this afternoon near 64 degrees. In Lawrence right now, clear skies, 44 degrees. Topeka, mostly clear, 44. Junction City's partly cloudy and 49 degrees.
I'm Tim Franks, host of BBC NewsHour. Coming up today, the former Prime Minister of Bangladesh sentenced to death over the crackdown on protests that led to her downfall. Donald Trump's U-turn on Epstein, and the mining tycoon who's a climate activist.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR.
Parts of Florida are still recovering 3 years after Hurricane Ian swept across the state. Rising home insurance costs are making it more expensive to live in harm's way.
Little by little, you can see everybody going away. Anybody that don't have that money, people are going to have to move.
I'm Elsa Chang. The challenges facing Florida homeowners and renters on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom. Weather forecast for today, 20% chance of showers this morning. Otherwise, increasing clouds with a high near 64. More details coming right up. It's 6:30.
Including securing border areas, protecting civilians, and decommissioning weapons from Hamas.
This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Police are asking for the public's help in locating a teenager who has gone missing from the Emporia area. 17-year-old Bella Black was last seen November 13th. She's described as white, 5 feet 5 inches tall, and about 175 pounds. Investigators say she may be suffering from mental health issues. Anyone with information should contact the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. It's been 50 years since scientists at Kansas State University documented the state's first case of herbicide-resistant weeds. Now there are new strategies for fighting the plants in fields of Kansas crops. Kaylin Moore reports.
On a windy day in western Kansas, you have likely a irrigation method that reduces soil erosion, but helps weeds spread.
It's becoming more and more challenging to control some of these weed species using chemicals.
Scientists have developed new herbicides and different harvesting methods that can kill weed seeds. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
The federal funding package that reopened the government also included a one-year extension for certain farm bill programs. Rachel Kramer has that report.
The extension of the 2018 farm bill reauthorized many of the rural development and conservation programs expiring this fall and winter. Aaron Lehman, president of the Iowa Farmers Union, says the extension is a small step in the right direction.
We are long overdue for a permanent farm bill, 3 years overdue.
The One Big Beautiful Bill passed earlier this year addressed some key farm bill policies, including boosting safety nets for farmers. But Lehman says it also did a lot of damage with massive cuts to nutrition programs and left out other parts of the farm bill. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
20% chance of showers this morning, otherwise increasing clouds, high near 64. Windy, too, with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 48. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 64.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
For NPR News, I'm Morgan Watkins in Louisville.
Covering America, this is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting stories of light, color, and hope in The Color and Light, featuring works by two Kansas composers, November 22nd. More information and tickets at topekasymphony.org.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. Coming up, After a deal with the White House, researchers at Cornell University will receive their federal grants. For one scientist, that means resuming work on an implantable artificial heart. An implantable artificial heart for babies and toddlers. Fascinating work coming up in about 10 minutes.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Forecast for today, 20% chance of showers this morning. Otherwise, increasing clouds. Highs this afternoon near 64 degrees. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusts up to 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 48, still windy. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, less windy, highs tomorrow near 64. Right now in Lawrence, mostly clear, 44 degrees. The time is 6:44.
NPR brings you to where the stories are.
Our colleague Leila Favel is in Syria.
The education department says its contracts are negotiable. But superintendents, including Rod Morrison, say because school funding is so hard to come by, they're nervous about negotiating.
I'd like to say that math and reading scores keep me up at night. They do too, but not nearly as much as, gee, what happens if this goes wrong? Did I do everything in my power to advocate for our facilities to be fixed and we didn't have a problem?
Alaska's constitution says the state must provide public education to its children. Education Commissioner Dina Bishop says it also gives local communities maximum control. But Attorney Howard Trickey says the Constitution requires something else, a safe place for kids to go to school. For NPR News, I'm Emily Schwing in Anchorage.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Glad you're with us. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll get the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Better not wait to get your tickets for KPR's Big Band Christmas. It's on Saturday night, December 13th, Liberty Hall, Lawrence. Last year's concert sold out 2 weeks early, so run, don't walk, to Ticketmaster.com or the Liberty Hall box office. Get your tickets locked in. Again, Big Band Christmas with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra, Saturday, December 13th. All the details are at kansaspublicradio.org. Here are the details on your weather forecast for today. 20% chance of showers this morning. Otherwise, increasing clouds today with a high this afternoon near 64 degrees. A little windy, too. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusts up to 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 48. Still windy. Tomorrow, Tuesday, mostly sunny. High near 64, winds die down. Right now in Lawrence, mostly clear, 44 degrees. Topeka's mostly clear and 44 as well. It's 9 minutes before 7.
It's to a common practice in nursing homes.
We used to tie people up, and that was in the name of safety. We've learned that wasn't the safest approach, and now that's not a model that we follow.
Arnie Barish says no matter where people with dementia live,
the major thing is we still need to be treated as a person.
Because even if the disease is advanced, he says that person is still there. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Miltite.
Support for NPR health coverage comes from BetterHelp, committed to making mental well-being a priority and offering support in taking on everything life demands. With therapists available to communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Amy Martinez.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3 and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Up next, latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, 20% chance of showers this morning, otherwise increasing clouds. Highs this afternoon near 64. Little breezy, winds out of the southeast, 5 to 15, gusts up to 25. Right now in Lawrence, mostly clear, 44 degrees. The time is 7 o'clock.
On social media with the caption, "Civility, please." For NPR News, I'm George Hale in Bloomington, Indiana.
Several Israeli leaders, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, are vowing to oppose any attempt to establish a Palestinian state. This comes ahead of a UN Security Council vote on a resolution for Gaza today. NPR's Kat Lonsdorf has more from Tel Aviv.
Speaking at a government meeting, Netanyahu reiterated his stance against Palestinian independence. Our opposition to a Palestinian state on any territory has not changed whatsoever, he said. The UN Security Council is set to vote on a U.S.-drafted resolution for an international stabilization force in Gaza as part of President Trump's 20-point peace plan that went into effect last month. Part of that resolution includes language that leaves the door open for Palestinian statehood, something insisted on by many of the countries expected to contribute troops to the stabilization force. Netanyahu and many Israeli leaders have long opposed statehood, saying it would be a reward for Hamas. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
You're listening to NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A fundraising campaign has been started for a Kansas state trooper who was shot and wounded responding to a domestic disturbance in Osage County over the weekend. Trooper Adam Ellis was one of four law enforcement officers wounded when a suspect opened fire on them Saturday morning. The suspect, 22-year-old Stephen McMillan, was killed when officers returned fire. The Kansas State Troopers Association says Trooper Ellis will require surgery and is asking the public for help in supporting the trooper's family. Anyone interested in donating can contact the Kansas State Troopers Association. The three other officers who were shot suffered non-life-threatening injuries. A domestic disturbance in Topeka on Sunday ended peacefully after a standoff that lasted several hours. Several officers reported to the call in the 500 block of Southwest Fillmore Street early Sunday morning. They negotiated with a suspect who had barricaded himself inside a house for several hours. In the end, the suspect was arrested without shots being fired. Last month appears to rank in the top 10 warmest Octobers on record for Kansas. Celia Yopis-Jepson has more.
Based on sources such as weather stations and airports across the state, Kansas averaged 5 degrees warmer than usual in October. That would make last month the 9th warmest October on record. The statistic isn't official because the federal government shutdown held back key reports from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. But the assistant state climatologist says the average temperature across Kansas topped 80 degrees for a full third of October. The hottest reading was 96 degrees in southwest Kansas on October 3rd. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
A game-winning field goal as time expired lifted the Denver Broncos to a 22-19 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday. Greg Eklund has this recap.
Earlier in the fourth quarter, Broncos kicker Will Lutz cashed in on a 54-yard field goal attempt, so his 35-yard kick at the end of the game was practically a chip shot. With a division title this season unlikely, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes says this loss hit the Chiefs hard, especially when they're in a fight to make the playoffs.
You got to feel it. I mean, it sucks losing this football game, and when you think you have a chance to win it, and you don't do that, and kind of get yourself behind. But at the end of the day, all you got to do is find a way to get in.
With a 5-5 record, the Chiefs will host the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday. They lead the AFC South with an 8-2 record. I'm Greg Eklund.
College basketball, K-State women lost to Texas A&M yesterday, 77-72. Weather forecast for today, Just a 20% chance of showers this morning, otherwise increasing clouds with a high this afternoon near 64 degrees. Little breezy, winds out of the southeast 5 to 15 with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Right now in Lawrence, it's mostly clear, 44 degrees. Topeka, mostly clear, and 44 degrees at 7:07.
Support for NPR comes from
Terry, noting that the president has repeatedly expressed interest in doing so. About 300 Illinois National Guard personnel will remain in Chicago, and 100 from the Oregon National Guard will stay in Portland. Juliana Kim, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
KPR's Community Spotlight program values organizations that share our commitment to the arts, education, health, well-being, sustainability, and diversity of the areas we serve, and will highlight a nonprofit each month using KPR's airwaves, applications at kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Still ahead on Morning Edition, the U.S. Border Patrol began an immigration crackdown in Charlotte, North Carolina over the weekend as many residents voiced their objections.
They're just getting random. They are picking people at random. They are not here for delinquents. They are here for working people.
Charlotte's mayor says the agents are causing unnecessary fear. We'll get details in about 15 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including vocal quartet Il Divo and Renee Fleming's Voice of Nature, The Anthropocene. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
Weather forecast for today, just a 20% chance of showers this morning, otherwise increasing clouds. Highs this afternoon around 64 degrees. It'll be a bit breezy, winds out of the southeast 5 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 48. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 64.
I'm Tim Franks, host of BBC NewsHour. Coming up today, the former Prime Minister of Bangladesh sentenced to death over the crackdown on protests that led to her downfall. Donald Trump's U-turn on Epstein. And the mining tycoon who's a climate activist.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. In Lawrence right now, sunny skies, 45 degrees, the time, 7:21.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
I'm Elsa Chang. The challenges facing Florida homeowners and renters on All Things Considered from NPR News.
ATC begins at 3 right here on KPR. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, just a 20% chance of showers this morning, otherwise increasing clouds with a high this afternoon near 64 degrees. Bit breezy, too. Could see gusts up to 25 miles an hour today. Right now in Lawrence, sunny skies, 45 degrees. Topeka's mostly sunny, 45. Junction City, cloudy and 50 degrees at 7:30.
Futures on Fox. The proposal could end up being derailed by the U.S. Supreme Court, depending on its ruling about whether the tariffs were enacted legally when the president cited an emergency law. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Police are asking for the public's help in locating a teenager who has gone missing from the Emporia area. 17-year-old Bella Black was last seen November 13th. She's described as white, 5 feet 5 inches tall, about 175 pounds. She has dark brown or black hair and brown eyes. Investigators say she may be suffering from mental health issues. Anyone with information should contact the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. The federal funding package that reopened the government also included a one-year extension for certain Farm Bill programs. Rachel Kramer reports.
The extension of the 2018 Farm Bill reauthorized many of the rural development and conservation programs expiring this fall and winter. Aaron Lehman, president of the Iowa Farmers Union, says the extension is a small step in the right direction.
we are long overdue for a permanent farm bill, 3 years overdue.
The One Big Beautiful Bill passed earlier this year addressed some key farm bill policies, including boosting safety nets for farmers. But Lehman says it also did a lot of damage with massive cuts to nutrition programs and left out other parts of the farm bill. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
It's been 50 years since scientists at Kansas State University documented the state's first case of herbicide-resistant weeds. Now there are new strategies for fighting the plants, Kalen Moore reports.
If you have ever driven down the road on a windy day in western Kansas, you have likely seen a gang of tumbleweeds. Those plants were the first documented that were able to resist chemical herbicide. And they still thrive across the state, choking out farmers' soybeans, corn, or sorghum. Patrick Geyer is a weed scientist for K-State. He says that it's getting especially hard for farmers practicing no-till farming, which is a conservation method that reduces soil erosion, but helps weeds spread.
It's becoming more and more challenging to control some of these weed species using chemicals.
Scientists have developed new herbicides and different harvesting methods that can kill weed seeds. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kalen Moore in Liberal.
Weather forecast for today. 20% chance of showers this morning, otherwise increasing clouds with a high near 64. A little breezy, gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 48. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high around 64.
Support for NPR comes from
at ravenbookstore.com/events.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Still ahead, with the government shutdown now over, the Bureau of Labor Statistics is scheduled to release its first set of economic data this week, starting with the Import Price Index. What will that tell us about President Trump's tariff policy? We'll find out on the Marketplace Morning Report in about 10 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from the Watkins Museum of History, presenting their 50th anniversary party, Keeping History Alive Since 75, November 20th, 5:30 to 10:30 at Abe and Jake's Landing. Tickets and details at watkinsmuseum.org.
20% chance we could see some showers this morning, otherwise increasing clouds today with a high near 64. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 48. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 64 again. Right now in Lawrence, sunny skies, 45 degrees. Topeka's mostly sunny and 45 degrees. The time is 7:44.
I'm Layla Fadel, a bit behind on the news.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming events, including Peppa Pig, My First Concert, plus Broadway shows of Kinky Boots and Chicago the Musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia today, our Mahler on Monday series concludes with the 7th Symphony's final movement, marked Rondo Allegro Ordinario. Kansas City Symphony is doing Mahler 7th this weekend, so we're doing a little prep for that. There will not be a quiz. Also, a brisk Brandenburg Concerto and that mysterious yet simple Spiegel im Spiegel by Estonian composer Arvo Pärt. That's all coming up on the Classical Morning Show from 9 till noon. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Chance we could see some showers across the KPR listening area this morning. Otherwise, forecast calls for increasing clouds with a high this afternoon near 64 degrees. Bit of a breeze out of the southeast, 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusts up to 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 48. Still windy, gusts up to 20 miles an hour overnight. Tomorrow, Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 64, much less windy. Very pleasant in Lawrence right now, sunny and 45 degrees.
After the day to night comes the day to dawn. Studies. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, 20% chance of showers this morning, otherwise increasing clouds with a high near 64. More details coming right up. It's 8 o'clock.
For certain jobs. Myers did an impression of him.
Laura, listen, you can't expect me to make America great again with only Americans. I mean...
On Truth Social, Trump wrote that Myers' NBC show is a ratings disaster, that Myers has no talent, and that NBC should fire him. Then Brendan Carr, chair of the Federal Communications Commission, reposted Trump's post on X. Former congressman and free speech advocate Justin Amash posted on X, "The government shouldn't be pressuring companies with respect to late-night hosts, comedians, or anyone else." Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A fundraising campaign has been started for a Kansas state trooper who was shot and wounded responding to a domestic disturbance in Osage County over the weekend. Trooper Adam Ellis was one of four law enforcement officers wounded when a suspect opened fire on them Saturday morning. The suspect, 22-year-old Stephen McMillan, was killed when officers returned fire. The Kansas State Troopers Association says Trooper Ellis will require surgery and is asking the public for help in supporting the trooper's family. Anyone interested in donating can contact the Kansas State Troopers Association. The three other officers who were shot suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Last month appears to rank in the top 10 warmest Octobers on record for Kansas. Celia Yopis-Jepson reports.
Based on sources such as weather stations and airports across the state, Kansas averaged 5 degrees warmer than usual in October. That would make last month the 9th warmest October on record. The statistic isn't official because the federal government shutdown held back key reports from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. But the assistant state climatologist says the average temperature across Kansas topped 80 degrees for a full third of October. The hottest reading was 96 degrees in southwest Kansas on October 3rd. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
A game-winning field goal as time expired lifted the Denver Broncos to a 22-19 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday. Greg Eklund has this wrap-up.
Earlier in the fourth quarter, Broncos kicker Will Lutz cashed in on a 54-yard field goal attempt, so his 35-yard kick at the end of the game was practically a chip shot. With a division title this season unlikely, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes says this loss hit the Chiefs hard, especially when they're in a fight to make the playoffs.
You got to feel it. I mean, it sucks losing this football game, and when you think you have a chance to win it, and you don't do that, and kind of get yourself behind. But at the end of the day, all you got to do is find a way to get in.
With a 5-5 record, the Chiefs will host the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday. They lead the AFC South with an 8-2 record. I'm Greg Eklund.
In college basketball, K-State women lost to Texas A&M yesterday, 77-72. Weather forecast for today, just a 20% chance of showers this morning, otherwise increasing clouds with a high this afternoon near 64 degrees. Little windy, winds out of the southeast, 5 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 48. Still windy with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow, Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 64. much less windy tomorrow. In Lawrence right now, we have sunny skies, 45 degrees. Topeka, mostly sunny, 45. Manhattan reporting cloudy skies and 47 degrees. It's 8:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations.
Team Files, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing independent energy systems such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Coming up in about 10 minutes, latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is dealing with a corruption investigation involving a state-run energy company.
This probe is extensive. It took 15 months. There were seven alleged participants, including the close business associate of Zelensky's.
The group allegedly received kickbacks totaling some $100 million. We'll get details in about 15 minutes. Coming up on the Classical Afternoon Show today from noon to 3. In the noon hour, some music from a French ballet called Sylvia. And Andra Schiff plays one of the Bach French suites, also a fun symphony, Symphonia India by Carlos Chavez. All that and much more on classical music from noon to 3 today on KPR. If you're listening to KPR 2, stay tuned for news from the BBC throughout the day.
Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Weather forecast for today, 20% chance of showers this morning, otherwise increasing clouds. Highs this afternoon near 64 degrees, a little breezy. Could see gusts out of the southeast up to 25 miles an hour. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 47 degrees. The time is 8:21.
Support for NPR comes
from How to Save the Internet. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
Parts of Florida are still recovering 3 years after Hurricane Ian swept across the state. Rising home insurance costs are making it more expensive to live in harm's way.
Little by little, you're going to see everybody going away. Anybody that don't have that money, people are going to have to move.
I'm Elsa Chang. The challenges facing Florida homeowners and renters on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered comes your way this afternoon from 3 to 7 right here on KPR. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Quick look at the forecast for today. 20% chance of showers this morning, otherwise increasing clouds with a high this afternoon near 64 degrees. It's 8:30.
Said if or when it will release a jobs report or inflation data for October, both of which were also held back because of the shutdown. And turning to the corporate sector, investors this week will also get earnings from chip giant NVIDIA, while results from Walmart's earnings should give investors a good glimpse about consumer spending in light of President Trump's tariffs. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Police are asking for the public's help in locating a teenager who has gone missing from the Emporia area. 17-year-old Bella Black was last seen November 13th. She's described as white, 5 feet 5 inches tall, about 175 pounds. She has dark brown or black hair and brown eyes. Investigators say she may be suffering from mental health issues. Anyone with information should contact the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. The federal funding package that reopened the government also included a one-year extension for certain farm bill programs. Rachel Kramer reports.
The extension of the 2018 Farm Bill reauthorized many of the rural development and conservation programs expiring this fall and winter. Aaron Lehman, president of the Iowa Farmers Union, says the extension is a small step in the right direction.
We are long overdue for a permanent farm bill, 3 years overdue.
The One Big Beautiful Bill passed earlier this year addressed some key farm bill policies, including boosting safety nets for farmers. But Lehman says it also did a lot of damage with massive cuts to nutrition programs and left out other parts of the farm bill. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
It's been 50 years since scientists at Kansas State University documented the state's first case of herbicide-resistant weeds. Now there are new strategies for fighting those plants, Kaylin Moore reports.
If you have ever driven down the road on a windy day in western Kansas, you have likely seen a gang of tumbleweeds. Those plants were the first documented that were able to resist chemical herbicide. And they still thrive across the state, choking out farmers' soybeans, corn, or sorghum. Patrick Geyer is a weed scientist for K-State. He says that it's getting especially hard for farmers practicing no-till farming, which is a conservation method that reduces soil erosion, but helps weeds spread.
It's becoming more and more challenging to control some of these weed species using chemicals.
Scientists have developed new herbicides and different harvesting methods that can kill weed seeds. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
20% chance of showers this morning, otherwise increasing clouds today with a high this afternoon near 64. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 48. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 64. In Lawrence right now, cloudy skies and 48 degrees.
Support for NPR comes from this.
But after years of work building a coalition across 14 states and hundreds of communities that make up the Ohio River Basin, they finally have a detailed plan to show Congress what is possible with their support. For NPR News, I'm Morgan Watkins in Louisville.
Covering America, this is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Still ahead on Morning Edition, after a deal with the White House, researchers at Cornell University will receive their federal grants. For one scientist, that means resuming work on an implantable artificial heart for babies and toddlers. We'll hear more about that research coming up in about 10 minutes.
If you've got an old car, truck, or motorcycle that's sitting around gathering cobwebs, donate it to KPR. A tow truck will come and pick up the vehicle, and you'll be eligible for a tax deduction. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
Forecast for today, 20% chance of showers this morning, otherwise increasing clouds with a high near 64. Windy with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 48, still windy. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, wind dies down, highs tomorrow again near 64 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 49 degrees at 8:44.
Every day, NPR goes straight. This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Coming up in 10 minutes, latest news from NPR, followed by the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown. Today, our Mahler on Monday series concludes with the 7th Symphony's final movement, marked Rondo Allegro Ordinario. The Kansas City Symphony is doing Mahler 7th this weekend, so we're getting a bit of a preview. There will not be a quiz on this. Also, a brisk Brandenburg Concerto and that mysterious yet simple Spiegel im Spiegel by Estonian composer Arvo Pärt. That's coming up on the Classical Morning Show from 9 to noon today. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's the BBC News Hour. Weather forecast for today, 20% chance of showers this morning, otherwise increasing clouds with a high near 64 degrees. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusts up to 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 48, still windy. Tomorrow, Tuesday, mostly sunny, less wind, highs tomorrow again near 64 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies and 49 degrees at 9 minutes before 9.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Amy Martinez.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Thank you so much for joining us for Morning Edition on this Monday morning. Do keep listening. The Classical Morning Show with your classical Frank Cordelia is up next, right after the news from NPR over on KPR2. You can hear news from the BBC. National Weather Service says there's a 20% chance of showers this morning, otherwise increasing clouds today. Highs this afternoon near 64, a little windy, winds out of the southeast 5 to 15, gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight mostly cloudy with a low around 48, tomorrow looks nice, mostly sunny, with a high again near 64 degrees. In Lawrence right now, cloudy 50 degrees, Topeka cloudy and 49. It's a minute after 9.
Live from